Welcome to Pert 10 of Scotland's Ain Kingly Hooses. In this pert, we learn about Chauncey Dobbit, the laddie king that was a guest in France, a prisoner in England, and a pocky cheel at Haim. Hoose of the Bruce. Dobbit II, the Chauncey. 1329 to 1371. Born on the 5th of March, 1324, at Dunfermline in Fife, he was the eighth son of Robert I and Elizabeth of Burgh. At the age of just 4, Dobbit was married on Jean Plantagenet of England on the 12th of July, 1328, at Berwick, as the price of peace between the twa kinrics. Born on the 5th of July, 1321, at the Tower of London, Jean was 7 years old at her marriage, her father being Edward II and her mother Isabella Capet of France. Just a year after this wedding, in June 1329, King Robert died, and Scotland had a 5-year-old king. Old King Robert's nephew, Thomas Randall, Earl of Murray, was now the guardian of the Kinric in name of Dobbit. But it was a while afore wee Dobbit was crowned. The Scots had wanted the Pope to send Halley Isle for Rome as a mark of Scotland's freestanding kingship. And at his crooning on the 24th November 1331 at Scoon, Dobbit was the first Scots king to hae his heed droukit in Halley Isle. Dobbit had the ill sons to come to the throne as a bairn. There were a handful of Scots lords in England, unfriends of the Bruce, ready to come home and tack back their old lands, and just as many Ingalls lords wi' sliddery claims on lands granted out by Langshanks. The claimant, Edward Balliol, born about 1283, was the son of King John Balliol and Isabella Warwin, and knew turned up at the court of England to fleech the Ingalls king for uphod, even though England and Scotland was at peace. The death of the guardian, Thomas Randall, on the 20th July 1332, couldn't have been mair untimous. Edward Balliol and his followers landed in Fife for ships and took on the split new guardian, Donal Earl of Mar. There were a sharp fecht with archers and langbowmen at Duplin Muir in Perthshire, where Donal was slain with Monier's host on the 12th of August. Edward had himself crowned king at Scone on the 24th September, but the Bruce party made Sir Andra Murray of Bothwell guardian in name of Dobbit. So Scotland now had the twa kings. When Sir Andra Murray was taken prisoner in October 1332, Lord Archibald Douglas was appointed in his stead and focht on. By the November, King Edward Balliol had to shift south to Roxburgh as his grip on Scotland slithered. While at Roxburgh, he put a seal to twa letters on an Edward III of England as his Our Lord, hecht its soldiers for England's weirs outland, and gied over the Shire of Berwick to the Crown of England. Say for, the King of England had been a private pert-tacker, but Yince Balliol came fleeing over the border in December, after a bicker with the Bruce party of Annan, in his barries and wanting a sark, Edward III claimed that the Scots had loused on England's merches. It was the excuse the Ingalls king had been waiting on, and he brak the Treaty of Peace. Forgetting the canny tactics that the Bruce had learnt them, the Scots under Archibald Douglas met Balliol and Edward III at Halidon Hill by Berwick in open field of weir. On 19th July 1333, the heath-headed Scots gied up their good position and gaed ram-stam at the enemy. They weren't just ward, but was slaughtered with a langbow. It is said that the arrows fell like a plump of snow, laying the Lord Archibald among the dead. Soon after, Balliol held a parliament at Scone and forfeited the foliars of the Bruce. And in February 1334, he confirmed in another parliament that he had granted a war the hale Southland shires of Scotland for the Lothians to Dumfries till his Lord Edward of England. Only bairns dared cry Dobbit King, it was said. King Dovet, aged 10, was now sent away to France to be a guest to his ally, King Philip the Saxed. Philip gied Dovet, his wife Jean, and Dovet's sisters Maud and Margaret, Gaillard Castle, where they held a small court for Scots Uitlin. Back home, Dovet's followers rose up. The twa leaders, John Randall, Earl of Murray, and Robert the Stuart, nephew of King Dovet, was baith just bits of boys, but they gat Balliol flee for a time. The year after, Sir Andrew Murray of Bothwell took over as guardian till he died in 1338. The Scots siege at Perth, Balliol's headquarters, and at Randert in 1339, Yince Balliol had fled. Robert the Stuart took over the fecht and broached his uncle Dovet hame fae France in the simmer of 1341. By now, the Ingles king had got hisel ensnarled in the weirs wi' France, leaving Dovet to claim back his croon. But when the French king asked Dovet for help in 1346, the Scots king couldna say no, and so the Scots invaded England. Just by Durham, there were a muckle fecht on the 17th October 1346 between King Dovet and the lords of the north of England. Dovet took twa arras, and in the stramash, an Ingles baron got a grip of him, but no afore Dovet knock it a wheen of the own baron's teeth out. Chancy Davy, as the king was afterwards kent, was ta'en a prisoner, though his nephew the Stuart got back hame and was soon at the head of the king's council as lieutenant of the Kinrick. Edward Balliol was loused on Scotland in the Hurst, his hindmost shot at the croon. But Edward of England had Dovet in his hands and thought better to treat with him. The weirs had been ill aneuch for Scotland, but a deedly smit knew Oxtert alang with them. Starting in the doup end of 1349, soldiers for England fechting the Scots in the borders gied this maist deedly smit, the Black Death, to their enemies. It is jaloosed nowadays that this was a pneumonic plague, because it spread nae bother in colder climates and gaed fae body to body wi' nae ratten in sicht. After the smitten's book had bagget, he or she died in about 2 days. Yince it had dwined awa' in 1350, atween a quarter and a third of Scots folk had died. It would visit Scotland again in 1361 and 1379, and mony mair times after they years. King Dovet had been safe ahin the wars of the Tower of London, and syne, in 1361, would travel till Aberdeenshire to escape thon outbreak. Atween hons, he was in England, where Edward III proponed that should Dovet will his croon till a son of Edward's, the Ingles king would write aff on a ransom claim, and on Scotland as a kingrick wi' its ain richts, subject till England as our lord. What Dovet thought of this isnae clear, but yince the French and Robert the Stuart heard about it, they steered the folk up for weir. In 1355, the Scots bait the Ingles at Nesbit Muir by Berwick. In turn, Edward of England broached an army into Scotland in February 1356 and brunt his wife Ben the Lothians. But he was weary getting. The same year, he cloched King John of France and wanted King Dovet and Scotland to make terms. Again on the ploys coming off, the Southron king got Edward Balliol to sell his richts to the Scots croon to him in 1356. Balliol hisel deed bairnless in Yorkshire in 1364. Balliol had hain a good claim on the croon, but it was the way he gaed aboot it that scunnered maist Scots. By the Treaty of Berwick, agreed on the 3rd October 1357, King Dovet was brought hame for 100,000 merks ransom to be paid over 10 years. The king's factors now stent at the lands, houses and gids of the Kinrick, for to raise the siller that the Kinrick could ill afford, but in doing this gied the burgesses merry a voice in the gatherings of the estates and parliaments. It wasnae lang afore King Dovet diverted a bit of siller meant for ransom payments to other projects or until his ain neave. His wife, Queen Jean, died on the 14th August 1362 at Hertford in England, and he took a second wife, Margaret Drummond, the daughter of Sir Mokem Drummond. They were married at the Bishop of St Andrews House in Inchmurdoch by Borehills and Fife on the 20th of February 1363. This same year, there was an attempt at rising against the king. Three lords, Robert the Stuart, Willem Earl of Douglas, and Patrick Earl of Merch, had for the most part run Scotland between them while Dovet was away in England. By 1363, they thought the king found less favour in them, and it was spending our muckle of the siller meant for his ransom. His second marriage and the heezing of the Drummond family might have been another thing that fashed them. But Dovet hired Mer's soldiers and put down the Stuart and his friends, giving his gallows navy time in the jail. In the west of the Kinrick, another lord hid in Dovet's Inn, usurped the king's poor. John of the Isles, heed of the MacDonald kinred, had tained to call himself Rí Inseagall, a title that's ever set in Scots as King of the Isles. In the days of a mochless Scots croon, John broke good lordship to the Hielands and Isles, where the king kidney, even making treaties with the Ingalls. But Dovet clearly didn't want the four wast going the gate it had done afore the 1260s. At the Hinner End in 1369, Dovet gaed north, dauntant, and signed peacified John, making it clear that in his een, John was a lord and no his equal. Dovet's etlet duking out his ransom payments broached about mere visits to Lingland and mere ploys. Yince mere, that was put to Dovet by Edward of England, that gin the bairnless king would leave his croon to Edward or yin of his sons, Dovet would be freed on a ransom. But as to this ploy, weirs and nation heed had come forenuch to undae it. The estates of Scotland forgather in 1364 and threep it owing freedom. They would rather pay the king's ransom nor thole an Ingalls king as heir. The Scots now played a pocky game, getting better ransom terms ilka time the Southrons gaed to weir with France and had to keek ower their shoulders. As for King Dovet, he was maester and mayor of his kinrick. In 1367, he started big in a new castle at Embra, along with a muckle tour that was cried after him. It was pert fort and pert kingly house with his ain chalmers, financed after the routh of customs revenues he was new makin. In March 1370, the bairnless king divorced Queen Margaret and had thochs in marrying a third time. But on the 22nd of February 1371, Dovet died all of a sudden at his muckle tour house in Embra, aged nearly 47. He was buried at Holyrood. Margaret Drummond seen him out and died on the 31st of January 1375. Gien Scouf after 1357, Dovet showed that he could be a strong king. He would aye bide in the shadow of his ken speckled father, but in the Hinner End, Dovet left Scotland free stonin'. Gist.